You're listening to a Monday edition of Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice, filling in for Gemma Gaudette. The election season moves into the fast lane today as early voting gets underway in a number of communities. There are runoffs in municipalities in every corner of Idaho. One of the high-profile races has to be in the city of Boise, where incumbent Mayor Dave Beter is seeking an unprecedented fifth term. But it's not as if he doesn't have any challengers. There are six, count them, six men and women running against Beter. Later this week, beginning this Thursday, on Morning Edition and here on Idaho Matters, we'll feature interviews with each of the candidates. And I can tell you that they are rather interesting and sometimes provocative conversations. Here's a sampling of the seven, beginning with former Mayor Brent Coles, who is pressing the reset button on his political career, but a good amount of our conversation included a number of apologies from Coles for his previous misdeeds while in office.
I apologize. I'm sincerely sorry for what happened then. Since then, I've raised my five children. We've worked hard together as a family, and now I have a new platform and a new desire to run for office.
I'm fighting for my friends and family that can't afford to live here anymore.
Wayne Ritchie.
The new people have driven up price of a place to live so high, it's just out of reach.
The final tipping point was I did not see a strong non-Beter candidate on the ballot.
Rebecca Arnold.
And I had hoped to see one because I think it's time for a change. I think Mr. Beter has forgotten who he works for.
I play well with others. I love and engaging, and I just thought we need somebody that, you know, wants to share their toys and build relationships. And
Courtney Nielsen.
And isn't tit for tat. This is inclusion of everybody and exciting and opportunities and expansion and I don't know.
It's been the same status quo in Boise for a long time. In the mayor's first 2 terms, he did a great job. But I think he's kind of got, you know, he got stuck in that position of power. He hasn't been elected by the majority of Boiseans.
Adriel Martinez.
He's been elected by a small few. And so in 2018, I see nothing was changing. Nobody listened, but now they're listening.
We didn't take this decision lightly. And we know that to win requires hard work.
Lauren McClain.
I've been astounded by the level of support that we received from the moment we announced, because we're talking about things that matter in ways that haven't been talked about in a long time. For 16 years, there's been no competitive race in Boise, and we have one today.
Really, this reminds me a fair amount of my first campaign, and we just said, we are going to go with everything we have, and really, that's it. It's
And incumbent Mayor Dave Beter.
A lot of the lessons of you know, I spent a lot of time playing sports when I was growing up, and, you know, they sound kind of cliche, but they are true. There's only one game, and that's the game in front of you, and that's what you focus on, and don't think about anything else.
Joining us to sort out what is, without question, the most interesting mayoral election in recent Boise history is Margaret Carmel of the Idaho Press. She follows all things political and all things City Hall in the city of Boise. Margaret, hi.
Hey, George. Thanks for having me on.
We could talk for hours about this.
And we have.
And we have off air. So let's go back. I don't think it was any big surprise to learn that Dave Beter would run for another term. But the surprises started to pile up. And I guess the first one was City Council President Lauren McClain when she announced.
Yes, that was definitely a surprise back in the summer, maybe, you know, early summer. And because really McClain was appointed by Beter, and she came up through the ranks in planning and zoning and then was appointed to City Council and has never run. I don't believe she's ever had an opponent, you know, running for City Council. And so for her to kind of come up under Mayor Beter's wing and then to decide to challenge him outright. And throughout this campaign, she spent a lot of time trying to differentiate herself from Mayor Beter and trying to distance herself, even though they are both on the left end of the political spectrum. It's been really interesting to watch.
Speaking of which, you did a story for the press some time ago.
Yes.
And I remember the amount of research that you poured into this where you looked at the voting records of the Boise City Council.
Right. So I took I think it was a 9-month period, and I went back and I looked at all of the voting records and to see how often the Boise City Council votes unanimously, because they do vote unanimously at, you know, I think it was a 75% rate, much higher than neighboring localities of Meridian and Nampa. But if you looked at those major split points where they disagreed over time, McLean was on the opposite side of the rest of council, and Mayor Beater's kind of ideology or ideas in the situation, because Mayor Beater doesn't always vote, but usually, you know, we know kind of where he stands on things.
Right.
And, you know, McLean was in that other camp. So I don't think that her position of saying, hey, I'm a lot more different than Mayor Beater than a lot of people you might think I am, I think that holds water.
One of the things that comes out in our conversation with the mayor, he told me just the other day that when he appointed Lauren McLean, he told me, she said, I will never run against you. So she indeed is running against him. And one of his bones of contention is that she didn't let him know that she was going to do this. And he learned when all of us learned, when the announcement went public.
Well, and the campaign the campaigns did have a little bit of a, you know, dueling narratives on that, because I remember when I talked with McLean the morning of her announcement, she said that she had tried to contact Mayor Beater and was unable to get through to him, and they canceled meetings, and weren't, you know, she wasn't able to get a sit down with him. Mayor Beater refuted that and said that she never tried to get a meeting. I don't, you know, we never really got to, we, the journalism community, never really got to the bottom of who was right, who was wrong in that situation. But it doesn't really matter. It's kind of just a he said, she said. But that goes back to, this was not a friendly thing that she did. And I think Mayor Beater, felt blindsided by it. I'm sure he did.
It's a split.
For sure.
Things got very interesting when Brent Coles threw his hat into the ring, and most of us haven't heard or had seen him for quite some time until very recently when he started appearing at a Boise City Council meeting, sometimes to testify.
Yes, so he appeared, I'm going to say, 3 times. I go to city council meetings every week, and so I'm there in the front row watching everything. And so he appeared initially to testify against a really controversial development in Northwest Boise, where he lives, you know, just as a neighbor, of saying that he opposed the nearly 300-unit project. And, and I went up to him and I said, hey, why, you know, is this going to become a regular thing? Why'd you decide to come speak out on this issue? And he was very frank with me. He just said, I'm here as a neighbor. I'm here as a community member. I don't want this subdivision near me. And I said, okay, you know, that makes sense. We all have that right to come out and speak out against things we don't want built near us and things like that. And then the tipping point was there was another hearing on the same subdivision, and that night was also the hearing of the Boise City budget. And he spoke out against the budget and had some very critical things to say about Mayor Beater and about City Council's fiscal priorities during that. And he never, if I remember correctly, he never directly referenced his former tenure as the, you know, the mayor of Boise, but it was very, it kind of felt like, you know, a former politician really taking the current administration to task over fiscal priorities. He was especially incensed over the library project and property taxes.
We're speaking with Margaret Carmel of Idaho Press about the highly contentious race for Boise mayor. Early voting started today in Ada County and a number of communities across Idaho. Let's talk about Rebecca Arnold, ACHD commissioner. There's a formidable foe right there. Goodness knows the tension between City Hall and the ACHD is tangible, and Rebecca Arnold and Dave Beater are at the tip of those spears.
Yes, so Rebecca Arnold is a very interesting candidate. She put her hat in the ring the same day as Brent Coles, the last day of that filing deadline, but she was much quieter about it. In fact, I don't think anyone in the media was able to get an interview with her that day. She tried to slip out of City Hall without talking with Don Day, who caught her in person. It was much different than the fanfare of a full press conference on the steps of the Boise Depot that Brent Coles did. But her platform is very similar to Coles in a lot of ways, even though it's more conservative. You know, she's looking to nix the library project, cut property taxes, you know, focus spending on public safety. You know, she keeps referring to a lot of Mayor Beter's projects as quote unquote vanity projects. The main library is the Taj Mahal Library, the streetcar that won't die, in her words. And so it's, you know, she's really channeling a lot of those same fiscal frustrations as Coles, but she doesn't have, she just has a different history.
Well, let's talk about the other three who do not have much political experience. Adriel Martinez did run for city council. I think he challenged Scott Ludwig last time around. That said, he's a young man who has not held a public office. So what have you learned about him?
So he went to Boise State for political science and seems to be, you know, really interested in local government. But even though he doesn't have that experience, for him, what he keeps talking with me about is the fact that large amounts of Boise's working class people, lower income people, don't have a voice at City Hall. His language really kind of mirrors Bernie Sanders in a lot of ways, which
he's a Bernie Sanders supporter.
And he used to work for the Sanders campaign in the 2016 primary, I believe.
He did. Yeah.
So he, you know, so he really kind of channels that, you know, that idea that lower income working class folks don't really have a voice over at City Hall, which, you know, historically the majority of votes cast in the city come from the North and East End, which are higher, you know, higher income areas. So he seems to be pretty focused on that and, you know, wanting to, you know, he's liberal, but wanting to kind of put the reset button and focus more on issues for lower income people.
What do you make of Courtney Nielsen?
Courtney Nielsen is an interesting candidate. I remember, you know, when I talked with her initially, she said that she really wanted to run because she had a distant relative of hers who used to be a politician in Idaho City, and she was inspired by that. But I don't think she was totally schooled on all the issues. But I will say that I have seen her debate performances and her preparation for these events get a lot stronger over the course of the campaign. And I think as the campaign has gone on, she's started to get, you know, really build a platform. She seems to be really focused on air quality, specifically an emissions test that she said she says could reduce, you know, smog here in the Treasure Valley. And she is not in, and she is not in favor of some of the city's moves to pursue the homelessness lawsuit and other things. But she's kind of a wild card candidate; doesn't really fit in any of the traditional boxes of Republican or Democrat.
I think the most provocative candidate has to be Wayne Ritchie.
Yes, and I think my newspaper's clicks will tell you the same. Wayne Ritchie really came out and he told me in my first interview he wanted to declare war on California, you know, and stop Californians from coming here. And when I asked him how to do it, he said, well, we can't build a wall, but, you know, we can make Boise not a desirable place to live. And he talked about dramatically cutting parks funding, you know, ditching the library project.
But letting the city go, basically.
Yes.
But making, you know, it unattractive.
In his words, trash the place.
Yeah.
And I will say that since then, my initial conversation with him, he was very anti-library, library system. But then, you know, I remember him talking with me about, when was the last time anyone set foot in a library? We don't need libraries. People just read on their Kindles. They don't look at books. Even homeless people have smartphones. They don't need computers. But I think he has since stepped that back because I received a phone call from him recently where he said, no, I'm not against the library system. I caught some flack for it and, you know, I'm just against the main library project. So I think he's really softened his message since that initial release of his campaign.
Yeah, in my conversation with him, I reminded him that in the month of August alone, 130,000 people walked through the doors of the Boise libraries. Indeed, people use our libraries. There's no shortage of forums and debates, which is a good thing.
Right.
I think the candidates are honing their messaging. But that said, people are casting votes as we speak. We're coming down to the wire. And what's your sense? I have a feeling that voter turnout, at least for a mayoral election, is going to be certainly better than before.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, you don't want to ever put too much stock in some turnout in these off-year type elections. Mm. But I think this campaign is engaging a lot of people, and just the, you know, the anger that is on social media at some of these policies at Mayor Beter's administration, property taxes, the library project, it's really unprecedented. I've only been here about a little over a year and a half, and I've seen just the temperature of discussions about Boise politics just crank up a huge amount, even in that short time. I think a lot of people are engaged. I don't like to make election predictions, but, you know, I've eaten my hat on enough of them at this point. But I think that we're very likely going to see a runoff. It would not surprise me, because with a field this diverse, we've got two liberal candidates, we've got two conservative candidates. I don't see anybody pulling out more than 50.
And indeed, it has to be 50 plus.
It has to be 50 plus one.
Where are you going to be election night?
Where am I going to be?
In front of your desktop or laptop?
I don't know. I'm probably going to have to consult with my editor. My guess is I'll either be at Mayor Beter's watch party or Lauren McClain's. Mm-hmm. But I really can't say for sure. It's kind of, I just go where my boss tells me to go.
It'll be fun. Margaret Carmel is a reporter extraordinaire with Idaho Press. Thanks so very much. We'll see you down the road.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. It's Idaho Matters on a Monday, and we'll continue in a moment.